Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to provide an update from this week's Pella City Council meeting. Well, Mike, a lot of projects that are ongoing even throughout the summer months, typically a slowdown, a shorter meeting, but a whole lot that was covered by the Pella City Council. First of which is a project that will start sometime later this summer, and that's the Sunken Gardens windmill renovation. One that's been through the council now for a few months and had a couple of bid lettings. Let our listeners know why the council ultimately decided to pass this version of the contract and ultimately what the timeline is to get this renovation done.
Well, Andrew, first and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And as you said last night, the city council did approve a construction contract for the Sunken Gardens renovation project. And to get the listeners up to speed, what this project involves is complete an interior and exterior renovation of the windmill that's located in Sunken Gardens Park. And the contract that we approved last night was with Hoyer Construction in the amount of $214,000. Now, the tentative timeline that we have for the contract is the job is supposed to be substantially complete by mid-September, with final wrap-up occurring later in the fall as well. So as the listeners will notice, hopefully construction progress starting very soon on this project. But ultimately, Andrew, council made a decision to proceed with the project because the windmill is in need of renovation on it. We've tried multiple times to solicit more than one bid for the project, have not been successful, and it's one of these things that, unfortunately, as time keeps going on, more items show up that need renovation on it. It is a tourist draw, and so it was just time to basically proceed with the project, and council voted to proceed with the project. But overall, once again, the contract with Hoyer Construction for $214,000. Substantial completion is targeted for mid-September, and we're hoping to initiate this project soon this summer.
And Mike, another one of the projects that we've been talking about for quite some time through the Pella City Council has to do with a trail connecting the area near Madison Elementary to Vermeer Corporation. What is the latest with that project that's been ongoing now for some time? And really, what's next with this engineering services agreement?
Andrew, and as you said last night, the council did approve an engineering services agreement of Garden and Associates for the design and construction and design and bid letting and construction observation services for the proposed Vermeer Trail. What the Vermeer Trail is a connection from the city's trail system up to Vermeer Corporation. The exact route that we're going to be starting on is on University Street, right by Madison Elementary School. On the north side of University Street, we'll be constructing a 10-foot trail out to 240th Avenue. Once we get out to 240th Avenue, we'll be on the east side of 240th Avenue. From that intersection, we'll be directly up to Vermeer Corporation. And for the listeners, this will be a 10-foot trail from Madison Elementary School to Vermeer Corporation. The estimated cost of the trail in total is roughly $500,000. And the contract that we approved last night with Garden and Associates was for $82,000. And what we're hoping to do, Andrew, is actually have a bid letting on the project here very soon. We're hoping to actually start construction this year on the project. And basically, our tentative timeline or estimated completion date for the project would be late fall. What I mean by that is late October, early November for this project.
And Mike, a considerable amount of interest that's been drawn in a project that's been ongoing now and was overwhelmingly approved by the voters of Pella, and that is the telecommunications utility. The next big step in that project is coming out, and the council approved the next step. What does the timeline ultimately look like, and what is this business plan going to try and do?
Yes, Andrew, and as you said last night, the city council did approve a contract with FAR Technologies in the amount of $49,500 to develop a business plan for our new municipal telecommunications utility. To get the listeners up to speed, we conducted a community referendum on May 1st of this year, and the voters overwhelmingly voted to proceed with the new telecommunications utility. The referendum gained 92% support level within our community. So I'm zeroing in on the business plan, what it was approved last night. The business plan has actually two aspects, Andrew. It has both a short-term focus and a long-term focus. Let's talk about the short-term focus. What this is basically going to look at is going to be examining the city's existing fiber optic infrastructure that we already have in place and its ability to serve customers in the near term. So FAR Technologies is going to be developing a business plan for the city of Pella that will be focused on the near term with an emphasis on servicing customers in the near term. We'll also have a long-term aspect to it where we'll develop a model on the ultimate build-out of the system as well. And the ultimate build-out of the system will be extending services to all citizens within our community as well on that. And so from both the short-term aspect and the long-term aspect, the purpose will be to develop a business plan for the new utility. In addition, for our technologies, we'll also be looking at the potential operating models for the city of Pella to utilize as well and be making that recommendation to the city council. So very important analysis for the city of Pella, and ultimately it's an analysis that we're hoping to wrap up by mid-September of this year. So more to come on this issue, but once again, overall, the contract with FAR Technologies for $49,500 to develop a business plan for the city of Pella's new municipal telecommunications utility, and we're hoping to have this completed by September of this year.
That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.